Before moving to the general fund, the Assembly gave the hospital budget a quick checkup. Admissions are up 18%, outpatient procedures up 42%, emergency room visits up 13%, and 21 babies delivered so far this year, with 23 more on the way. Hospital CEO Hugh Hallgren worked hard to temper his enthusiasm.
We don't want to confuse the illness of the community with the success of the hospital. So believe me, that's not the way we think. What we're thinking is that we're providing services that mean that people don't have to leave Sitka to get their health care somewhere else.
This is a significant contrast from the not-too-distant past. Assemblymember Mike Reif remembered.
It wasn't too many years ago, and the community was questioning whether it was a viable institution to retain. It was a burden to the city, and under your leadership and the team you put together, it's a lot of compliments coming, at least from me and what I hear.
Hallgren called the hospitals a good news budget. Over the next 4 hours, the news was not quite as good as the Assembly began to dissect a budget that had been balanced to $38 on the day former Administrator Jim Dinley left his post last month. First problem, hiring a new administrator is expensive. $30,000 to recruit and interview candidates and fly the finalists and spouses to Sitka. Throw in $25,000 for moving expenses, and the budget is now showing a deficit of $50,000 just to replace the person who wrote it. Second problem, the school district submitted a budget of $67,000 in the red, hoping the Assembly might cover it on the better-than-likely chance that Secure Rural Schools funding will be reauthorized in Congress. There was consensus on the Assembly to cover the shortfall in the schools. But these increases in a budget of over $25 million don't really matter that much. In the words of Assemblymember Tor Christensen, statistically speaking, the budget is still balanced. Dig a little deeper, and there are bigger concerns. For instance, Public Works Director Michael Harmon has only $200,000 next year to repair and maintain Sitka's roads. He's got $313,000 to totally replace two streets. The grand total for roads is half of what Harmon already considers insufficient.
We're usually around $1 million this year when you combine the two together, so we'd be at $513,000.
Harmon said the actual figure to sustain Sitka's existing street program was more in the neighborhood of $3 million. The budget was starting to look a lot less balanced to Mike Reif.
I think we as an assembly have to start asking the serious question. There's lots of needs. The school is a big need, and it's a very important need. Do we want to go back to gravel? Do we want to tell our citizens? That's the question we need to ask. We have to be honest with them. We can't just keep inadequately funding our infrastructure, our city infrastructure, and say we're balancing our budget. We're not. We're fooling ourselves.
The gap between need and budgeted amount was not limited to roads. Phyllis Hackett was upset that the community development funds, the money distributed to local nonprofits, was only $120,000. She thought the amount was embarrassing, considering the size of the social service network the city relies on. Jennifer Robinson, executive director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, felt the same way about the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau. She read a resolution asking to boost that organization's funding to $350,000. The Assembly also identified unmet needs in the police department and some accounting that didn't seem to add up in search and rescue. A $9,700 charge to the Internal Service Fund for information technology services, basically a computer network. Assembly members Phyllis Hackett and Tor Christensen objected.
And it doesn't seem like they even have a place to have that infrastructure.
They've got one laptop that isn't connected to the network.
Let alone do they even have it. So I think that is something that's really misrepresented.
By the time the Assembly had reached consensus on adjustments to the budget that they felt were critical, Mike Reif pointed out that they were now in a $500,000 deficit. Despite 4 hours of work, members seemed resolved to be more straightforward about the realities of the problems facing Sitka. Michelle Putz.
We need to be a lot more creative in either funding or finding ways to save, whether that's combining our maintenance with the schools, whether that's combining administration, something. We're going to have to figure it out because we're going to continually need these requests from the schools, the Historical Society, SCVB, everybody. We're not getting better. We seem to continually take the dive down. So, we're not going to get there this year, but we have to start being a lot more strategic, and we have to be a lot more bold.
And Matt Hunter.
Our budget is unsustainable. I agree. We can make ends meet next year, but that's at the expense of our future years. So I think any leftover money we have beyond these necessities that we're talking about, we need to save, and infrastructure sinking fund's a good way, reserves is a good way. But this summer and next year, I really hope we can have a visioning session again. That was extremely valuable. That's the only time we've really had that we've actually looked at the future, because all of us are so busy and our meetings take 4 or 5 hours, and we just don't have time structured currently to deal with these long issues. Maybe we need a long-term planning commission. Well, that's getting off the point, but I'm just saying that we need to change how we operate somewhat too to face these problems.
Interim Administrator Jay Sweeney called the work session a first long pass through the general fund. He said the finance department would try to incorporate some of the assembly's suggested changes and present a budget for action at the group's next regular meeting on Tuesday, May 14th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.